love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. I am tired, so I'm going to make it just short, maybe, hopefully. I'm happy. The plan is and push that off till tomorrow morning. We've talked, but we had timing issues. But I'm talking scheduled to have hopefully an in-depth conversation with my friend Corey in Utah tomorrow, because I think we have a shared concern about the way things are going domestically with our own families and, you know, culturally and so forth. Obviously, we come from a different background. He has the LDS background, and obviously I'm the Protestant. But the dialogues have been great. We've been doing most by email, but we've had an occasional phone call, and we're hoping to go somewhat in depth on this apparently now tomorrow. And it's a joy for me to do that, because I find it so important not to find clones of me to deal with them, but to find people who are different, because that's when I'm challenged, that's when I'm refined, that's when I can either bless or be blessed, depending upon the circumstances, and usually it's both. It's a big deal. I'm grateful that he's willing, and I hope that we'll have a wonderful dialogue. But real quick, also, I watched over weekend. I watched a video. Two that I found important. One, and if I recall correctly, it was Al Jazeera. Which the title was China Curbs Gaming Addiction, Bars Effeminate Culture. And I found this more than fascinating, because obviously effeminate is a weighty word in the sense that it's not just a guy who's a little malicious, soft, China is striving to maintain a particular culture. Now, the way they do it and the rationale is a problem, but there's a recognition of the problem. And, obviously in the United States, that's basically illegal to say. Because what is the effeminate? Again, the 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10, the effeminate. The female role in the homosexual relationship. And it's fascinating to see that in other cultures that do not recognize Christ, yet they recognize this is a problem and we got to stop it. Again, I pointed out because somebody actually combined the three videos, the marketing videos that China, Russia, and the U.S. did to recruit people into the military. China and Russia, rah-rah, we're strong. And the Russia guy especially, they used a guy there that, like I say, he's all muscle. And of course, in the U.S., they showed a woman with two mommies. She would protest for various things, and it's kind of like, that's your model. that's why we're falling down the world stage. But the other video that I watch, and this one I think is more important, because it really hits home. It's what's called the corporatization of American science. This was a guy who interviewer, a guy named Chris Hedges. He has a program called On Contact. He's a well-known journalist, and he's been kind of, like several others, were pushed out of the U.S. media, and RT picked him up because he says the wrong things. But the interview was great, because here was a gentleman talking about how in the scientific community, and like I say, I've read this, I've seen this many ways already, but I highly recommend watching the program. It's 26 minutes long, because he gives many examples of how, because science, the scientific community, is not trying to do science. They're trying to justify results. That is the norm. It's been the norm for years. This idea, as I pointed out, the whole idea of taking over the educational institutions was to produce people with credentials, not to give people a mind to think. I forget who said it, but it was about 100 years ago, late 1800s, I think, where we don't need more engineers and scientists and whatnot. We need people to fill the slots. And that's what they do. That's why it's turned into a certificate program, not challenging people to think. That's blatantly obvious. And the scientific community, again, turns out, it gave the example of, I think he used the smoking example, where doctors recommend, smoke this because this is good for you, various other things. So when you have this idea of trust the scientists, no, that's stupid. That's stupid. And of course, one of the big players in that is the pharmaceutical industry, because they will produce whatever they want to give you the right results, which we see constantly right now with the COVID fiasco. And of course they point to defense contracting and all those kind of things. And the reason I think this is important is if you watch that, you'll get a little bit of an insight. Because obviously there's the blatant example of one defense contractor with me, where I was the guy who was who said, no, this is not good science that we're doing. And of course, I have two examples in the medical community, MedMind and that other one in Birmingham. Anyway, I was not welcome because you don't want to do a good job. You want to have a large team. That's the whole point of this. You don't want to do a good job. You want a large team. And then you want to produce results that fit what your funders desire. That's the way of the world. It's not the way of a follower of Christ. But I don't think there's a whole lot of people. Again, like I say, it's the most noted because it was so blatant. Is remember the church we were at in Enterprise, Alabama. There was no question. You're obviously wrong if they fired you. No question. No, I'm sorry. The reason that was that way is because everyone's livelihood was dependent on that. Everyone there. And if I would be back there right now and talk to them about, hey, the people who were seen in the collateral murder video were trained right here when it happened while we were there. I don't think it'd go over, would it? That's the way of the world. And I'm afraid, the problem with that is it collapses. It's many people have said, and I think we are accelerating to that point. The U.S. is falling down on the world stage. We are becoming the laughingstock. The move away from the U.S. both economically and politically is happening at a growing speed. A lot of people will say, the decline of the Roman Empire was, they got too lazy. It's happening here. And I'll probably be fine. But my kids won't. And I want to prepare them so they can survive. You know, and my concern is what will happen is there is the lunatic group, the sensational, I shouldn't say lunatic, the people who are sensationalized. A good example is, as I pointed out, the Y2K issue in the late 90s. And if you recall the time I went to the U.S. Taxpayer Party convention, there was a gentleman there, and I thought he spoke extremely wisely, because it's, you know, it wasn't, because obviously Y2K wasn't the issue. It was what happens because of the way people reacted to it that would be the issue. And the way he said that, I thought was insightful. And of course, remember when, you know, there was that meeting at MetaView, and I brought up that, you know, technically there is no problem there. And I said, well, that's your opinion. Write me off, because it's more important to sensationalize. And you see the same thing happening with COVID-19. And I think you'll see the same thing happen with the counter-reaction. You know, there are protests going on all over the world about lockdowns and things of that nature. Most of that is censored, because most people probably have no idea that are happening. I mean, huge ones in Paris and London and so forth. But mixed in that are people who understand why, and then the sensationalists. And I don't want my kids, especially as they become adults and go out in the world, to follow the sensation, but follow the truth. And I don't know how to get to them, but I'll continue to try. My lady, I love you.